It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Gutto. And I'd like to welcome you to Living Thunder. That's on every Sunday from 8 to 10. And also, now you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand at any time throughout the week. Just wanted to remind you of that. So we're gonna get this morning started with one by Josh Baldwin. And it's a song called Thank You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Like a good shepherd, your mercy leads back to your arms where I'm meant to be. So I thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You took my place on that cursed tree, died for sinners, but rose as a king. So I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It's only because of all you've done that I can be called a friend of God. Oh, beautiful Savior, what else can I do but lift up my voice and say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for love.
Kicking it off with Josh Baldwin, a song called Thank You, Jesus. You know, guys, it's all about living that life of thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. It's great to be with you guys for another day. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors. And they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep it going. We're going to give you one by Hope Darst right now. And it's a song called What the Lord Has Done.
In my soul, no way I could escape.
Only the Lord can heal and make whole. Only the Lord can make you new and whole to come into the kingdom of heaven. He prepared that way for us, and when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, we are saved. It's by believing in our heart that we're made right with God. It's by confessing with our mouth that we are saved. And when we confess Him as Lord and Savior of our life, asking Him to forgive us of our sin, that's when we receive new life in Him, becoming a new person. We belong to Him then. We are His child forever. Leads us into our next song. It's by Iron Bell Music. It's a song called Belong to You.
Thank you.
as we live our life, you know, sometimes, well, we get discouraged. Sometimes, well, we experience sadness. But if we have a hope in Christ Jesus, you see, we have one who is our refuge, one who is our strength. So remember to sing his praises and push the enemy back. When that discouragement comes along, when that sadness comes along, just sing praise to his holy name, and it will push the enemy back. Remember that each day the Lord, he pours his love upon us. In Psalms 42, 5 through 8, it says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I'm deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life." You know, it's okay to share with our Lord and Savior our discouragement, sometimes even how our heart is saddened. But even in all of this, we need to remember if you call upon him, he will strengthen you. He will pour his love out upon you. And as we praise him, we remember we have one who's always near, who's always with us. His word says he will never leave us nor abandon us. We have one who gives peace to carry us through. So ask for that peace. If you are discouraged today, if your heart is saddened today, if you're feeling lonely today, if something's happening in your life that's just really disturbing, then give it over to the Lord and ask him to give you peace to carry you through that. Praise him in that time so that you can draw close to him because of what's taking place in your life. So as you praise him, it will allow you to draw nearer to him. And in drawing nearer to him, he will draw close to you, just as James says. It's about giving him all praise, all worship with your life. It leads us into our next song. It's by the Worship Initiative, and it's a song called "Praise Him Again."
So shaking on my soul, lift your eyes to see the God you know. Remember all his goodness, the songs you sang aloud. Why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Open God. Why am I so downcast?
You see, guys, we praise him in the highs and lows of life because of his mercy that he pours out on us. We understand that our sins are great, but his mercy is more. That's why we give him all praise and all glory. Titus 3, 4 to 7 says, when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. You see, Jesus made that possible for each and every one of us. When we receive new life in Jesus Christ, we have a promise that we are his because he freely pours out his Spirit upon us. My prayer is that you are experiencing his mercy, that you are experiencing his grace, that you are being filled with the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to flow from you. To go into this world to be the vessel for Jesus Christ, to allow the Holy Spirit to move within you and through other people to share the message and hope of Jesus with the people you meet. You see, our purpose in life is to share Jesus with the world. And when we have that walk with him, it is the Holy Spirit that empowers us to go and do his work, to do his will. So all may experience his love, his grace, and his mercy. Because you see, our sin, well, it's great. We have a lot. But his mercy is more. Where we can come boldly to the throne of God, where we receive his grace. All because of what Christ Jesus done for each and every one of us. It leads us into our next song. It's by Seventh Time Down. And it's a song called His Mercy Is More.
wrongs we have done. Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Would wait as we constantly roam. What father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord. He's lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood neath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord.
A day coming when the old will pass away, every wrong will be made right, no darkness, no night, the sun will light the way. There is a king coming, who conquered death and grave. No more pain and no more sorrow. This hope for tomorrow is our hope for today.
watch the Son of Man riding on the clouds with a crown upon his head. Every eye will see him with the nail scars in his hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the one.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Crowder. And it's a song called Because He Lives.
Well, this
Bill Gaither
really
helping him out on
good,
this.
I feel it.
God sent His Son. Declare the God
him one day. I'll cross that river. Fight life's final war with pain.
See, life is worth a living, because when we come unto Jesus Christ, when we know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer, we know the purpose of life then, and that is to serve Him as our Lord and Savior, to go and share the message and hope of Jesus with the world. That's what life's about, because life is only found in Christ Jesus, where we have abundant life in Him. Right now we got one by Zach Williams, and it's a song called Stand My Ground.
I'm not gonna run from this.
I will stand.
I'm not gonna flinch, I'm not gonna run from this.
We are to stand our ground in Jesus Christ, to share the hope and message with the world. It's all because of Jesus. Right now, Ann Wilson, Scatter. Only one thing makes the enemy scatter. It is the name of Jesus Christ. He is all power. All glory is His. Right now, Todd Agnew, tell me the story.
Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart, every word. Tell me the story. So precious, sweetest that I ever heard. Tell me a story about a baby born, leaving all of heaven for an Israel morn. Tell of the angels that sang at his birth. Glory to God and peace on the earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. Just sweetest that I ever heard, I ever heard. Tell me the story of a desert fast, tempted by the devil, but he triumphed at last. Tell of his labor and the sorrow he bore, despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, right on my heart, every word. Tell me the story, so precious, sweetest that I ever heard.
Jesus, right on my heart, everywhere. Tell me the story, so precious, sweetest that I ever heard. Tell me the story of Jesus.
When we hear the story of Jesus Christ, when we hear the message of Jesus Christ, and we allow the Holy Spirit to soften our hearts, and we open our life to Jesus Christ, we understand where new life is found. We understand where hope for all eternity is found, that it's found in Jesus Christ. And to have the fear of God is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and look forward to His coming day when He will return for His people, for His children. Today, my prayer is that you are His child today. It leads us in our next song. It's by Brooke Lingerwood, and it's a song called Fear of God.
Thank you. Satan roams around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour us, but the fear of God will keep us.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And it's great to be with you guys for another day. Right now, we got one by I Am They. A song called Gratitude.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a high. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a
It's all about living a life of gratitude to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who came in the flesh, who gave it all so that we could have life, so that we could have life more abundant, so that we could have a hope for all eternity. You see, God did it for us. He came in the flesh so that we could be saved. Leads us into our next song by Sons of Sunday. It's a song called God Did.
If you had water in the wilderness, if you ever been pulled up out the pit, if you made it through and it makes no sense, yeah, that's how you know it was him. If you got a savior who broke your chains, if you got a maker who made a way, if you got a Holy Ghost in your veins, then praise him like you're not ashamed. Who opened your prison doors?
God.
Who dried up your ocean floor?
You know, guys, when we are born, God created in us a special way He planned in a special way that we would want to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. He created us with what one would say a void in our life, a void that can't be filled with anything of this world, but a void that can only be filled by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we have that walk with Him, He fills us with the Holy Spirit, our promise of eternal life in Him. You see, Ecclesiastes 11, or 3:11 says it this way: Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. You see, because He planted eternity in our hearts, there's one kind of sorrow that He wants us to experience. And 2 Corinthians 7:10 tells us that it says, For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. You see, He wants us to feel sorrow about, well, the ways of the world, the worldly sorrow. He wants us, it says, there's no regret for that kind of sorrow. He wants us to experience because it leads us away from sin and results in salvation. About calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that He is the only way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we have to be at our lowest points until we'll actually give our life over to Christ Jesus, where we can experience that true healing, being made whole and being made new in His name. So know this, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, For God said at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if the Holy Spirit is knocking on your heart's door, open your heart, open your life to Him and be made new in Jesus' name. Ask Him to forgive you of your sin. Believe by placing your faith alone in Him. Know and understand that He paid it all on the cross, that He laid down His life for you, that He poured out His blood for the forgiveness of your sin. And He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in Him. Ask Him to be Lord and Savior of your life by placing your whole life in His hands. Allow Him to change every aspect of your life where you will experience life more abundant, where you experience life itself, because life is only found in Christ Jesus. You see, that void can only be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can search the world over and over. We can buy anything that our heart desires, but that void in our life will never be filled until we come unto our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer and ask Him to be Lord and Savior of our life. At that moment when He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, that void is filled. Because it's then that we know our Creator. He has planted eternity in the human heart for a reason, so that we would want to know Him, want to be with Him. Because you see, you will never be satisfied in this life until you have found life in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It leads us into our next song. It's by Cochran and Company, and it's a song called Money Can't Buy.
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love.
what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
This slumber that I'm in,
take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul.
Oh,
you fill my life with something money can't buy.
You see, when we have new life in Jesus Christ, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, and we have a joy that's deep within us. And nothing can take that away. Because you see, what the world can't give, the world can't take away. That joy only comes through Jesus Christ. When we receive new life in Jesus Christ, we leave our old sinful ways behind. And we focus on our new life in Christ Jesus, leading us in the path of righteousness. So He is glorified. Galatians 5:24 says this: those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross, to His cross, and crucified them there. The only way to have richness of life is by having a personal walk with Jesus. Because in Jesus Christ, that's where we find abundant life. It's where we find life. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God." See, life is only found in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus don't enhance life. He is life. And when we give it all over to Him, you see, He desires us to go and sin no more. A couple reasons for that. One is He wants us to live a life of obedience to Him. The other reason is He doesn't want us to sin because He really doesn't want us to experience the pain that comes with that sin. You see, when we sin against the one true living God, there's consequences for our sin. And the consequences of that sin leads to sorrow and pain. That's why He doesn't want us to sin. He wants us to live that righteous life that leads to Him. The Holy Spirit will lead us in the path of righteousness. It's about being in tune with the Holy Spirit so that He can guide our life, so that He can guide us in that path. That's why it's so important to be in His holy and living Word. So His Word's not only upon your heart, it's within your mind, and the Holy Spirit can use that to lead you and guide you, so that you can live that holy life that leads to Him. Eternal life is a free gift from God. And when we are born and saved and made new, well, then our desire should be to live a life of obedience to Him, because He is our Lord and our Savior. You see, who I was is no longer, because I am made new in Christ Jesus. And that should change the way we think, the way we act, the way we treat others, and how we live our life. Because you see, when we have that walk with Jesus, then it's the Holy Spirit guiding us, producing fruit that only comes from the Spirit of God, to lead us and guide us to share Jesus with the world. leads us into our next song. It's by Josiah Queen. And it's a song called Who I Was.
Money in the world couldn't buy me grace, like your blood bought it for me on that day. Searched the world and all its gold, but it never gave peace to my soul. I found grace and I found love, I found hope on a wooden cross. By your pain and by your blood, who I am ain't who I was. All the love in the world couldn't pay my sins, like the bloodstained cross on Calvary. I was chained down, weighed down in my debt, but I found the keys in their scarred hands. I found grace and I found love, I found hope on a wooden cross. And by your pain and by your blood, who I am ain't who I was. I found grace and I found love, I found hope on a wooden cross. By your pain and by your blood, who I am ain't who I was. All the money in the world couldn't buy me grace, like your blood bought it for me on that day.
Living in the sea of humanity, the rich and famous, the homeless and poor, slick politicians and corporate greed, talkers of peace but makers of war. In a world that's spinning out of our control, I will have no fear, 'cause I am not alone. Storm may come my way, even if all of the light begins to fade, still I know my King is on the throne. Chaos is rampant, the battles rage, this time bomb is ticking and won't slow down. When will we see that this home today? The light of the world will not burn out. I know sometimes it seems like hope is all but lost. Just remember, Jesus lives. He conquered hell upon the cross.
world that's spinning out of our control. I know sometimes it seems like hope is all but lost.
Bit of relentless flood there for you. A song called Still I Know. There is only one king on the throne because there was only one perfect sacrifice where his blood was poured out for the forgiveness of sin. That one time sacrifice that covers my sin and your sin. Leads us in our next song by Bart Millard. A song called Power in the Blood.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder working power. Flow.
That's why
there's one.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. And you can also go online and listen to us all week long. Right now, we got one by Katie Nicole. A song called When I Fall.
Somebody like me. Oh yeah, yeah. Somebody like me should be buried under all my mistakes. 6 feet under what I've done. But now I'm covered by the weight of His grace. Hallelujah for the blood that saves. Somebody like me, somebody like you. You come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then
set free.
Somebody like me.
we can truly say hallelujah, because God made it possible for us to step into his holiness, to experience life with him. What an awesome God that we have. And you know, whenever we come into that time of worship, it's about focusing on him, to feel his presence in the room and just want to be there and take that time more and more. Leads us in our next song. It's by Matt Mayer. It's a song called In the Room.
There are moments nothing can replace. Heaven and earth meet face to face. When a broken heart begins to change, word takes on flesh and soul finds faith. Where the unfulfilled are satisfied, and the unknown scars are reconciled, there's an open door to brand new life. Up close in the presence of the Savior, and I just want to be in the room. Hey!
you know, just to be in his presence, to experience his touch is all we need. And you see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, we have that desire to go and share his message, because when we feel his touch, when we feel his cleansing, when we feel, well, his ultimate agape love, we want to share that with the world. But you know, sometimes, even when we are serving and being the hands and feet of Jesus, this world, Satan, can beat you down, making you feel like you're, well, like you're not good enough to do work for the Lord. But that's when we need to stop and remember it's not by our own strength that we can serve, that we can live a life of obedience, but it's by allowing the Holy Spirit to empower us to do God's will. Knowing that, well, we woke up again from our sleep, and it's at that moment we know God, well, he isn't done with us yet. We remember what Philippians 1:6 says. It says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." So know that whenever this world tries to beat you down, as you are serving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, well, remember, look to him for your strength, because the one who began the good work within you will continue his work until he's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Proverbs 16:9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. You know, as we live life, we are to surrender everything to our Lord and Savior and live a life of obedience to the one who saved us. And that means that we do as Proverbs 16:3 says. It says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." Do you want your plans to succeed? Then commit all your actions to the Lord. Put him first in everything in your life. And you can do that as you go about your daily life. Sometimes it's just listening to a still small voice, telling us to listen as someone would need help, or to lend a hand to somebody that needs help, or give somebody a meal that needs a meal, or clothing that needs clothing. You know, it's about committing everything, of every part of our actions in this life, to him. And when we do that, he tells us we will succeed. Know that, you know, as long as we are breathing, you know, he's not finished with us yet. So live life for his glory. Live a life of worship to him. Live a life of thanksgiving, and share the hope and message that you received in Christ Jesus when you called upon his name, when you believed and placed your faith alone in him. Share that with the people that surround you, so that they might come unto his, well, life-changing love, his saving grace, so that they can have a hope for all eternity. It leads us into our next song. It's by Emerson Day. And it's a song called "God Ain't Finished." If you're still alive and breathing, God's not finished with you.
It's a dead end road when I thought I was on my way. It's shattered plans when I thought dreams were being made. But I know where I stand, Lord. I trust your plan, Lord. It's all in your hands, Lord. If I'm still here, then you're not done. This ain't how the story ends. I got a hope, a future, a purpose. I woke up and I'm breathing again. So God ain't finished, God ain't finished yet. I stand on the promises for my good. He's always working. I woke up and I'm breathing again. So God ain't finished, God ain't finished yet.
you started in me, you will complete it. So I know where I stand, Lord. I trust your plan, Lord. It's all in your hands, Lord. If I'm still here,
see, when we commit all our actions to the Lord, you see, we are saying we are not ashamed of the good news and to share it with, well, with boldness, the boldness of Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jews first and also the Gentiles." So you see, when we commit our actions to the Lord, it means that we are not ashamed of the good news. We are not ashamed of the power of God at work, the power that saves both Jews and Gentiles. Philippians 1:20 says, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die." Those words by Paul should be words that we should be speaking also. That in the past we have been bold for Christ, and we should expect to be bold in the future for Christ. That we would never be ashamed. That our life would bring honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether we live or die. You see, it's about going and sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:10-15 says, "For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news." If you are made new in Christ Jesus, you are his child. You become a messenger for Jesus Christ. A messenger who brings the good news to the people you meet. Don't be afraid to share Jesus Christ with the people you meet. Leads us into our next song. It's by Matthew West, and it's a song called Unashamed.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray.
But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed.
So go into the world, unashamed, to share the hope and message of Jesus Christ, so all may experience His love, His mercy, and His grace. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I want to remind you that not only are we on the air every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand. Anytime during the week. I'll see you next Sunday, right here on Living Thunder.